with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The rapid buildup of U.S. forces in the Middle East has many observers believing military strikes are imminent. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth is in Nashville today to address the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference. Former Congressman Michelle Bachmann, a spokesman for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, is also attending the NRB. And she concedes this is a tense time in Israel.
Well, it is because they know what's about to happen. I spoke this morning with the ambassador to the UN, the Israeli ambassador, Gilad, and he said that any minute, you know, they're expecting something could happen any minute. So they're ready. They're gearing up mentally, gearing up physically, and they're prepared because they understand the worst threat they have is from Iran.
Tension in the region has progressed to the point that President Trump now has the option to take military action against Iran as soon as this weekend. The U.S. trade deficit trended in a more favorable direction in 2025, despite President Trump's imposition of many international tariffs. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Commerce Department reports that the gap between the goods and services the U.S. sells other countries and what it buys from them narrowed to just over $901 billion from $904 billion in 2024. While the U.S. ran a bigger surplus in the trade of services such as banking and tourism, the gap in goods, such as machinery and aircraft, hit a record despite sweeping import taxes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Virginia judge is temporarily blocking Democrats' work on a redistricting referendum in their bid to flip four congressional seats. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 267 points. This is SRN News. A threat to Christians in Russia.
According to the annual persecution report from Global Christian Relief, ISIS has established cells inside of Russia and in occupied parts of Ukraine. GCR says, quote, ISIS-linked groups have carried out lethal attacks affecting Christian communities, religious leaders, and places of worship, revealing an expanding pattern of extremist violence. Muslim terrorists are targeting Russia over its support for the Assad regime during the Syrian civil war. Michael Harrington reporting.
Different churches have found various ways of calculating the traditional 40 days of Lent, but the number itself is important. It connects to the biblical symbolism of the number 40, typically used for times of testing, judgment, purification, or renewal. Most directly, it alludes to the 40 days that Jesus fasted in the wilderness after his baptism in preparation for his public ministry. This is SRN News. AI helps send stocks lower.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street for their first loss in 4 days. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 267 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.3%. The company behind Booking.com and Priceline fell about 6%. Investors have been worrying that AI competitors could steal away its customers. Similar concerns have been rolling through Wall Street recently and hitting various industries. Crude oil prices rose along with worries about a potential conflict between the U.S. and Iran. Seth Sutel, New York.
New research shows mid-sized U.S. companies pay far more in Trump-era tariffs and the costs land at home. The J.P. Morgan Chase Institute study says tariff payments for these companies tripled over the past year. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.